This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Sydney's Hope 103.2. It is Hope Nights with Graham. Time to catch up with Mel McLaughlin from 7 News talking sport. And Mel, as we do say hello, lots to talk about today. Firstly, cricket with you and our Aussie team's tour of New Zealand, which is missing the Test stars, didn't get off earlier on this week to the start that we expected.
No, Graham, and hello to you. Yeah, absolutely right. There's, I guess, a bit of controversy with the fact that Test stars are missing. That maybe that sort of, wasn't so much highlighted at the time when the announcement was made until we've seen these guys go over there. And unfortunately, we've such a good start for from our bowling attack. A wicket with the third delivery, and then we were the Kiwis are three down for not much, including the captain as well, in Kane Williamson. But Aaron Finch has been, I don't think he's got more than 20 this past 10 innings. He was gone for one. Josh Phillippe, we're really excited. He's been obviously a BBL star and he's touted as a real star of the future. He was gone for two. Mitch Marsh, I think he did top score for 45, but it was too little, too late. So, yeah, bright start from us. But, the fact that we failed so dismally really did raise questions about where the Test stars were after that tour of South Africa was cancelled.
Devon Conway, Mel, for New Zealand, 99 not out off 59 balls, and he had a chance to make his century literally off that last ball. The next match is coming up tomorrow, our time, and then another next weekend. As we move on right now, Mel, moving to rugby league, some more trials across the past week, more, in fact, for the teams this weekend, including the traditional Charity Shield game, the Dragons and the Rabbitohs, but last weekend, we had the All-Stars match between the Indigenous and Maori All-Stars, which ended in a 10-all draw.
Yeah, for the first time as well. And I'm not sure that the players themselves realised that it could end in a draw. I think they were going for golden point. But obviously that fell over. But it was good to see, I know the South fans in particular, Latrell Mitchell, he was back from his hamstring injury. A few things to come out of that. And he's re-signed for the South. For the Rabbitohs, he's extended his contract by another 2 years. It was exciting. And as usual, the huge spectacle and the big buzz is around the Indigenous war cries at the beginning. It's how we kick off the rugby league season, and what a spectacular way to do it. So a lot of people really still buzzing from that start in Townsville.
It was a good game on the weekend. We are catching up talking sport with Mel McLaughlin from 7 News. Now let's move on to motorsport. We don't talk a lot about it, but the supercars, I still want to call them the V8 supercars, but their season kicks off this weekend, and for the first time we'll actually see two races at the iconic Mount Panorama, of course, the 1000 event later on in the year. But there's another one coming up this weekend. It's the Bathurst 500.
Yeah, that's right. Two 250k, well, sprint rounds, if you like. It's a really exciting way to start off the season. And I think you and I did speak about last year how at Mount Panorama we couldn't have crowds last time for the traditional Bathurst round. And this time it'll be different, of course, and there's plenty of excitement. I know a lot of people looking to see how a supercar will look like without Scotty McLaughlin, who's overseas.
And finally, Mel, as we wrap things up in some soccer news. Now, this was announced earlier on today. Obviously, some disappointment in the decision, but the Socceroos are pulling out of the Copa America, and you can probably understand with a lot of things that are happening around the globe, including, of course, the COVID-19 pandemic.
And it's not a huge surprise, really, considering how things have unfolded in the past, 12 months or so. But that was something we were really excited about. But I think pretty early on, the writing was on the wall. It's logistically a bit of a nightmare now in terms of how scheduling for World Cup qualifiers, which we're now talking about for Qatar, things have obviously shifted, and so it's just not possible. So you're not a big surprise, but as you say, hugely disappointing.
Mel, as always, great to catch up. Mel McLaughlin from 7 News, thanks so much for your time tonight. Enjoy the week and we'll talk soon.
Sounds good. Thanks, Graham.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.